This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's catch up with CNIB President and CEO John Rafferty to find out what's going on around the CNIB and get an update on some of their programs and services. Hey, good morning, John. Great to chat with you once again.
To be with you. Happy New Year, Dave.
Happy New Year to you as well. So, John, we've got a couple items on the docket today, sort of some rapid fire, but let's start with something that's so important to the CNIB, community outreach to support the development of the next strategic plan. So who have you been working with and what is going on in regards to community outreach?
So obviously our original plans have had to change somewhat. We were hoping to be kind of in person with people early part of the year, but we're pushing that by a few months. Hopefully we'll be doing that later in the spring. But going live in a couple of weeks will be our online surveys, asking people all kinds of information about barriers that they face in daily life, in areas of employment, education, etc. And we're hoping that we'll have thousands of people participate in our online survey. And then we're going to be following it up with very specific focus groups where we'll be paying members of the community to attend kind of a 2-3 hour session that's facilitated by a third party to dig deeper into some of the trends that we see in the online survey. So a very exciting period for us. Hopefully we'll talk to tens of thousands of Canadians coast to coast. The plan will be being built over the summer months and go to our board in the fall of this year. And this will guide what our priorities will be from kind of 2023 through to 2027. So very important.
That's really interesting. I'm sure there's going to be some great quantitative and qualitative feedback you're going to get there that can really help shape a lot of the services, because we know the community is not a monolith and neither are the community's needs. So very cool to see that research going. John, you made reference to it there. It seems like every time we chat, we're saying, okay, the pandemic, we're turning the corner. And then it seems like we hit another roadblock. But what's going on with some of the support going on right now from the organizations being offered to the community during the pandemic?
Yeah, so we continue to have hundreds and hundreds of virtual programs every single week. We've had tens of thousands of people attend virtual programs since the beginning of this fiscal year. As Omicron became kind of a very real thing leading up to Christmas and has been over the last while, we've done specific outreach to members of the community. And for anyone listening, I'll echo that here. If there's anything that we can and need to be doing, whether it's through our virtual Vision Mates or in helping people in other communities with technology training to get back to ordering groceries and getting prescriptions renewed, et cetera, online, or even help people with those services, we're here, we're ready to serve. Wish we were doing more things in person, obviously, but we'll get there, as this thing evolves. But our program offering, particularly virtually, is still there. It's still providing huge levels of connectivity for the community right across the country.
Speaking of the virtual world, there is a virtual job fair coming up. And I know one of the things that I miss a lot about the CNIB technology fairs is a lot of the interesting companies that'll sort of plant their roots down and talk to a lot of members of the community and even inspire the opportunity for jobs. So what's coming up with this imminent virtual job fair?
So the upcoming job fair, February 2nd, is very specific to the rehab profession and Vision Loss Rehabilitation Canada's needs in the area of low vision specialists, mobility instructors, independent living instructors, et cetera. So people that want to be able to get into kind of a ground floor apprentice style program that have some level of prerequisites in terms of supports for the community, maybe they're PSWs, or maybe they're people that have had other experience within within kind of a health partner area. So that's exciting, and it's because we're growing our service offerings across the country there. So that's an interesting job fair. We have job fairs coming after that, which will be more focused on some of CNIB's program leads. And that type of virtual offering as well.
I know there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on, whether it's the partnership with Uber, whether it's the National Youth Council applications going on. Yeah. Anything else you want to touch on before I ask you one fun question on the way out of here?
So I continue to say that, you know, the strat plan engagement is really important. The work that we do on advocacy, you know, whether that's at a local community level on national advocacy issues relating to the Accessible Canada Act and standards around elections, et cetera, people's voices are really important. And the upcoming strategic engagement is an opportunity for us to make sure that the work we do properly reflects the community that we're here to serve, because, you know, that should be the way that we build everything that we do. And we're going to make sure that happens again in building this next strategic plan.
And here comes the fun question. I've noticed the national advertising campaign with a very handsome Ben Mulrooney and some very cute puppies in regards to the CNIB guide dog program. How does that really help put CNIB on the map and put it top of mind for so many Canadians?
Well, it does. I mean, you know, there's millions and millions of impressions. I mean, the campaign has got a very specific need. You know, we were, prior to the pandemic, we were a growing guide dog school, you know, looking to try and place 15 to 20 dogs with Canadians per year. We've had over 400 inquiries about dogs in the last 12 months. And that's just a huge shift that means that we're doubling the size of our training facility. We're quadrupling the number of dogs that we're getting into training. We've hired 12 new apprentices, and all of that needs proper funding to support it. So the real need is there for the guide dog program, but it also raises the bar for CNIB in terms of our brand awareness with all Canadians across the country. We've been receiving excellent feedback. I'll let Ben know that you called him handsome next time I talk to him.
I'm pretty sure he's well aware that he knows he's handsome. John, thank you for this. We always appreciate you stopping by.
It's great to be with you, Dave. I hope all the listeners have a great day.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.